Hello and welcome to the Stupid Scammer Calls. My name is Wayne May and I'll be introducing each call. This is part two of a series of calls done to a scammer over the course of one night that we call the Brain Sessions. And it's the second half of Big Al talking to a scammer, calling himself Pastor James Otumba. Listen in as the scammer tries to curse Big Al for calling him out on his scamming ways and tries to justify stealing money from innocent people. If you enjoy this, feel free to check out more calls, read some of the stupid things scammers have said in their emails at stupidscammers.com, or help fight the scammers by getting the word out at scamsurvivors.com. In the meantime, enjoy the call.
Yeah, I can tell you something.
Yes?
David is the man after God's heart.
There's a man after God's heart?
Yes. And when he is dancing, when David is dancing before the throne of mercy, he always dances in a very radical way that provokes God in his throne of mercy. And by the time God gets provoked from his throne of mercy and look at David, he will say, "Oh, my son, you have provoked me. What is that you need for me to do for you?" And David always find mercy. David always find favor in the sight of God.
Yes. Amen.
Why? Because he is a man after God's heart. And the only way that he gets God attracted to him is by his ways of praising him and dancing. So God loves praises. I can tell you something. If you want to get something from God,
yes,
spend most of your time in praises than prayer.
Yeah. I always spend time in places of prayer. I find myself praying every day, all day sometimes. Do you do the same?
I spend most of my time in praising God, not praying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
When you praise God, mm-hmm. you are always connected to the spirit of, you are always connected mm-hmm. to the
Do you ever praise God in front of your computer?
Do I ever praise God in front of my computer?
Yeah.
Of course, no.
You have a computer, don't you?
I have a computer, but I always praise God.
I see.
I always praise God. I do not have a special place of praising God.
Hmm. Well, you should have a place to praise God in private. That's where your best prayers are spoken.
No, you can communicate with God at all times of your life, at all days and every minute of the day. You can communicate to God.
Hmm. Yes, you can. I find that I can praise God from anywhere that I'm at, too, but I find that I praise God a lot while I'm in front of my computer, don't you?
Oh, you praise God more when you are in front of your computer.
Yeah. Don't you?
Why do you praise God more when you are in front of your computer? Why do you do that?
Well, because I'm doing so much good work there.
What are those good works you are doing with your computers?
I just get a hold of other people that believe in God, and I just spend a whole lot of time talking to them and calling them and letting them know how much that God loves them and how much God wants to have them in his house. When they die.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I see.
I do not have
a particular place of praising God. You can praise God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, then...
You can praise God in the kitchen. You can praise God in the bathroom. You can praise God even in the vehicle. You can praise God at anywhere, at all times. Because he said, pray, ceaseless.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Pray at all times. communicate with him at all times, and he is always available to answer you.
So, Pastor James, can I ask you a question?
Why not?
What would God think about the fact that you're an internet scammer and that you're stealing people's money?
What would God think?
Yeah, what would God think about that?
If I am a scammer or that I am a scammer.
What would God think about the fact that you steal people's money?
Okay, what would God think?
Yes.
The fact that I steal people's money. Okay, one of the questions is this. Have I ever stolen your money?
You've never stolen my money, but you're still a scammer.
Have I ever stolen the money of any of your family members?
Last time I knew, my mom was still
in debt. Have I ever stole the money of your government? Have I ever stole the money of your church member? Have I ever stole money of any of your relatives? Why would you use such word of me? God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. For them that curse me, I shall curse them.
Well, it doesn't matter
if you're
stealing.
And for those that shall rise against me in judgment shall be condemned.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're stealing my family's money or somebody's.
Why would you open your mouth? Why would you open your mouth?
I see.
Abuse.
So, an anointed
man of God. Do you want me to lay a curse on you?
Do you deny that you're sending out scam emails, trying to steal people's money?
I never do that, and I never do that. And I am asking you, do you want me to curse you?
I see. Oh, you think you can curse me? You think you can curse me with the fire of God? And why would you do such a thing as a man of God?
I can curse you. I can curse you right there you are. I can curse you right this minute.
Okay.
And you will see the response right now. You will see the instant result there you are.
All right.
Don't challenge me because I can curse you. And
please
you will
please
see
curse
happening
me.
Right now.
Curse me right now. Curse me with the holy fire of God that you feel you believe you have.
I should curse you right now.
Go for it.
Okay. The men of God don't seem to use the weapons they have unnecessarily. The men of God, the true sons of God, doesn't use the weapon they have easily. Do you have a heart of giving?
I'm sorry, I can't understand what you're talking about. Why do you send out 419 scam emails?
Do you have a heart of giving?
Oh, yeah. I'm giving all the time.
How many people have you ever given to?
I've given to thousands of peoples.
What have you given to them?
I've given them the freedom from scammers like you.
Okay. And what, again, have you given to them?
I have given them their freedom from people like you.
What again have you given to them? Are you an illiterate? What again have you given to them? Tell me.
I've given them freedom. I've given them freedom to know that people like you are a scammer and that you are an evil person.
You have given them freedom. Yeah, I can understand
that.
What other thing have you given to them?
You deny you're a scammer? You deny that you steal people's money?
I ask you, the first question was, have I ever stolen from you? You said no.
Oh. Well,
Have I ever stolen from your church members? No. Have I ever stolen from your relatives? No. Have I ever stolen from your government? No. Why would you say that I am?
Okay. Okay, so now it's your turn to listen. Have you ever stolen from me? No. Have you ever stolen from my family? No. Have you ever stolen from somebody in my church? I hope not, because I don't know what everybody else in my church is doing. How do you think that God feels about you stealing other people's money? And it doesn't matter who they are. God does not give you the right to steal other people's money. God gives you the right to love other people and give to other people, not steal from other people.
What are you judging? Are you judging that you have sinned, Mr. Lin?
Oh, I'm a sinner. I will guarantee you that I'm a sinner, and I will have to stand before God one day and tell him that I have sinned, and I will have to beg for his forgiveness. And what will you do on that same day? No, you need to listen to me for a minute here.
Everybody do. The same thing will everybody do. Even Trump, even Donald Trump, that is the president of America, if Trump has not offended God, he has offended a fellow human being. So definitely he will account for it in the presence of God. So the same way you are in the presence of God pleading for forgiveness, the same way Trump will stand in the presence of God seeking for forgiveness, the same way I will stand in the presence of God seeking for mercy if I'm not found worthy.
What does God feel about thou shalt not steal?
How many commandments of God have you ever kept? Can you tell me the 10 commandments of God?
Oh, so it's okay to defy God's commandments.
I'm asking you now, can you list the 10 commandments of God?
Oh, I can list them, but the one that I'm talking to you about is thou shalt not steal.
You list them. List them first of all. List them
No. I already know them. You don't know them because you steal money. I know them because I live by them. I do not steal. I do not covet another man's wife.
You, of course, are doing that. That is the reason why you cannot list them, because you don't want to mention that. Mention the Ten Commandments, and I will tell you, I'm a prophetic man of God. I can give you a prophecy, what is happening around your life.
Now you're a prophet.
Of course, I'm a prophet.
Oh, well, good for you. How about you shall have...
I can prophesy to you what is happening around your life right this minute and the experience you have got so far in your life. So don't tell me.
Okay, well then how about this? You shall have no other gods before me. You shall make no idols. You shall take no name of the Lord, your God, in vain. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. By the way, you should not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet. So now, man of God, what do you say about thou shalt not steal?
Now, this is what to ask. It depends on who is stealing. That is number one. And secondly, you are jumping this commandment. You are jumping...
No. It's very easy. Four words. You shall not steal.
You are making a mistake.
What does God feel about you stealing money? Tell me what God feels about you stealing money.
God said in his word that he is going to bless the poor through the riches, that as his word cannot come to accomplishment, that every end shall come to pass. So God needs people like you to bless souls out there to the lives of people that are suffering in the street. And you are so stingy that you cannot release the money.
Does God approve of you sending out 419 emails? Does God approve of you stealing money from other people?
Maybe you can inquire that from God.
I'll ask him that when I meet him. And I hope that he'll be kinder on me than he will be on you.
Okay, what about asking you this question? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead and ask.
Okay, thou shalt not commit adultery. How many adultery have you committed?
I've never committed adultery.
Really?
Yep.
You are a virgin.
Am I a virgin? No, I'm not a virgin.
Are you supporting gay marriage?
I can't support them or I can't deny them. That is their own choice.
Are you supporting Illuminati?
do I support the Illuminati?
Yes.
I don't know who the Illuminati is. That's some communist group, isn't it?
Do you have a political ambition?
What does this matter in the eyes of God? God has no politics.
Answer me a simple question.
No, God has no politics. What would God think about you sending out 419 scam emails?
Are you into discrimination?
No, I'm not discriminating.
Why is American deporting blacks in America?
I cannot be held responsible for the politics of my country.
You should be held responsible because you are white and
You're trying to sit there and tell me that because I'm white and that I'm American, that I'm automatically prejudiced against you, and I'm not. So why do you keep stealing people's money then?
I want your own money, and you send me some money.
Yeah. I'm not going to send you any money. What do you think about that? Because I know you're a scammer and you're going to end up in hell. If I send you money,
Why don't you send me money then to see if I can be a changed man, since I am not worthy in your presence?
Well, because I know that scammers are narcissistic people who will never stop scamming for more money.
From this moment I am speaking to you, I curse you. You will die of poverty in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye.
Okay. And amen.